io. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopijana Ballava Giridhara Dhari Gopijana Ballava Giridhara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Vrijajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vrijajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Unatira vanachari Ayurada Madhava Kunja Bihari Ayurada Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Ramo, Ramo, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Ramo, Hare Ramo Ramo, Ramo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivagacharya Sthura Sattvayan Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnav Hindu Ki Iskan Fonga Chara Srila Prabhupada Kij Namachara Srila Haridas Thakur Kij Prem Sikha Ho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivinda Kij Shri Shri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath Sham Kunda Radha Kunda Gir Govardhan Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Maharani Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga. So before I start, today is a special day in the sense that we're selecting a leader. Even though devotees don't get into politics, still the political situation do affect our lives in some ways. So it's a right of all of us to exhibit. And if you really want to have a good leader, then we should definitely vote. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Text 42. Ita iti tra kutratya. Ita iti tra kutratya. Okay, we'll go on. So Chanakya Pandit says that if there's not a good king, or there's not a good river, then one should leave that place. See, coming back to the thing. So sometimes it's important, you know, we have good, not, it's always important that we have good leaders. And so we should think seriously and deeply about it. Oh, it's not okay. So I'm going to go through the verse and.
Ita 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 ite tra kutratya man maya mohi te tare man maya mohi te tare tavanta eva tatravdam. Kridanto Vishnunasaman Tavanta eva tatravdam Kridanto Vishnunasaman Ita iti tra kutratya Man maya mohite tari Tavanta eva tatravdam Kridanto Vishnunasaman.
Anybody wants to read? I think somebody might have a Bhagavatam.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. So I'll go word for word and then the translation. Ita, for this reason, ite, these boys with their calves, atra, here, kutratya, where have they come from? Matmaya mohita itari. Different from those who were mystified by my illusory potency. Tavanta, the same number of boys. Eva, indeed, Tatra, there, Abdam, for 1 year. Kridanta, are plain. Vishnuna Saman, along with Krishna. Translation, on purport by Divine Grace. A similar number of boys and calves have been playing with Krishna for 1 whole year, yet they are different from the ones illusioned by their mystic potency. Who are they? Where did they come from? Purport. Although appearing like calves, cows, and cowherd boys, these were all Vishnu. Actually, they were Vishnu Tattva, not Jiva Tattva. Brahma was surprised. The original cowherd boys and cows, he thought, are still where I put them last year. So who is it that is now keeping company with Krishna exactly as before. Where have they come from? Brahma was surprised that his mystic power had been neglected. Without touching the original cows and cowherd boys kept by Brahma, Krishna had created another assembly of calves and boys who were all expansions of Vishnu Tattva. Thus, Brahma's mystic power was superseded. Om Gyanat Nirmanasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Saksham Tamina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namina. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatadi Shatani. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Tagadada Shri Vasadi Gauravani. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the comparison is given a puny little spark. How can it be compared to a blazing fire? Or a little light of a candle, how can it compare to the effulgent sun? Or the little glowworm, how can it compare to the bright day? And then there is one more comparison. Dark snow cannot compete with a dark night. So all these comparisons are given with this Leela, meaning that it is actually preposterous or ludicrous for Brahma to try to compete with Krishna. You know, it's kind of like laughable, so to speak. It's incomparable. But still, I mean, it's been done. And like I've explained in the previous class, that Brahma, by material standard, is supremely powerful. He gave boons to some of his devotees, as you can recall, and even like Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, and there are other devotees of his that he gave boon. We know that for Hiranyakashipu, he had the power that he couldn't die during the day nor night. Indoors, outdoors, by man or weapon, so many things. See, these demonic personalities, they felt they were invincible to the extent that they were actually challenged the Supreme Lord. See? So by material standard, Brahma was very powerful, and he had mystic power to a great degree, to a great extent. So in this pasam, we've seen that how his mystic power is foiled. And today I'd like to discuss a little about mystical powers. It's not a topic that we discuss often, but yet within we find in our Vedic literatures, it's permeated with mystical powers. See, there are so many mystical powers. In the past ages, there are immense mystic powers, from Satyug, Treta, Dwapara Yug. So many mystical powers. And so it's good for us to know a little about them, because Lord Krishna himself, speaking to Uddhava, says that there are 8 primary cities. And then there are 10 secondary, and then there are 5 minor, and then there are some minor, if you want to say, like that. So these, in this Kali Yuga, mystical power is hardly known, but yet we are intrigued by it. If someone could create a little ashes or a piece of gold, we're very much mystified, and we've seen, especially with the Think with this personality, Sai Baba. He did a few little mystical powers, and he had so many followers, immense followers. And so, so in this age, there's not so much mystical power. In that verse is stated, Prayana Palishaha Sabya, Kalavasmin Yuge Gyana, Manda Samanda Matayo, Manda Bhagihi Upadruta. Men are have short lives, they're quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, always disturbed. Unlucky, you could interpret it in many ways, but we can also say lack of mystical powers, mystical vision, ability to see in depth. See? So Kali Yuga, in one sense we can say we're unfortunate. Like in the previous ages, if someone were to perform a jagya, the demigods would come and you could actually see them. See? Now that's not possible. Maybe we perform jagyas, demigods might be present, but we can't see them. In fact, sometimes Srila Prabhupada will say Narada and so forth, demigods are here. See? So I like to go through these mystical cities, and then we could probably name some personalities that has perfected them. Only Lord Krishna has perfected these cities to the highest extent, superlative degree. But there are many yogis and devotees that have also perfected them to some extent. And so we'll go through them one by one and see if we could recall. And then also, if you've experienced something mystical in your life, we can discuss it also. See? So the first one is anima. Become smaller than the smallest. We know one devotee of the Lord, great devotee, Hanuman. When he was entering Lanka, he couldn't go with his huge body. So he immediately reduced his size to a tiny, I think it was a tiny cat or something, and was able to gain entry into Lanka. Then we know of Indra. When he had committed the sin of killing a brahmana, he had actually entered into the stalk of a lotus. So we know of these two personalities. Anyone else? Remember? So the next mystical power is Mahima, city. Become greater than the greatest. Anyone knows of any personality? We had a Lord of Trivikram when he made the two steps from here, touching the covering of this material universe. See, that was one here. Then the other city is Laghima. Become lighter than the lightest. And these are like yogis, they might float in the air and water and so forth. There was this muni called Chaivana. Chaivana muni,
this morning,
float in the water. See? And then, of course, we know like Narad Muni traveling all over the universe, so forth. Maybe that might not be a good example, though. Then Prapti. One can acquire whatever one wants. Prapti Siddhi. We know Karada Muni, when he had married Devahuti, he was a simple sage then. But then he realized that he may have to get something good for his wife. And then he created an aerial mansion. And then he also divided himself so many times, 9 times. See? So that's Prapti Siddhi. Then you had Ishita. Defy the laws of nature. Can anyone know who defied the laws of nature? But all these, I mean, a lot of these mystics actually defy the mere idea that one could disappear or appear, see, bring out fire from his mouth. We had appear and disappear and define the laws. We had Priyavrata, for example, that is in the age of Kali Yuga. Priyavrata, he had a chariot. And when the sun was not given enough light, that chariot was given light to the earth. And then also we know he created seven ditches that became the seven oceans. See? Then we have Vashita, total control of all things. And in the material world, we have, well, Lord Brahma kind of have a great control within the world, the demigods, see, like that. The demigods and many sages, but we read of these all the time. Kama Vashita, obtain anything from anywhere. Obtaining anything from anywhere. When Lord Ramachandra was attacked by Ravana, he and Lakshmana, then he was unconscious. And the only way to bring him back to life was to get the orb, Sanjeevani. And so Hanuman went way to the Himalayas. And then when he couldn't find it, he grabbed the whole mountain or part of the mountain and brought it back to Lanka. See? That's a great mystical city. So these were the eight primary cities. And then there's the 10 secondary cities. Anurmi Matvam, undisturbed by thirst and hunger. Anyone can recall anybody who was undisturbed by thirst and hunger?
Jesus.
Of, yeah, Jesus fasted for, what, 40 days? But, you know, of course that's good. But let us see some Vedic personality. It's stated that when Dhruva Maharaj was meditated at the beginning, he ate some fruits, then some leaves, and then he started meditating just on air, you see? And there's many, many yogis that meditated. All the great yogis, Narad Muni, and the Shapta Rishis, Vishwamitra, Vashishta, you see? All of these personalities, they survived without food and water. See, and then you have Dura Sravana, hear things far away. Do we remember anybody that hear things far away? When Sanjaya was fighting in the battlefield, he had the ability to hear whatever he wanted to, like what all the warriors were saying. He was fighting in Kurukshetra. And then not only that, but he knew what they were thinking also. This is supremely miraculous. But he was given that power by Vyasadev. See? He was given that power by Vyasadev. And he could have hear things far away. And there are many, many other yogis. There was one woman, she was very, very dedicated to her husband. And there was this Brahmana. This Brahmana was powerful. He had some mystic powers. And he was lying on a tree one day and like one crane, a crane, stool on his head. You know, the crane stool and it fell on his head. And he immediately stared at the crane and the crane fell down and died. See? So this Brahmana, he had wanted to know some other truths, and he was sent to this woman. And when he went there, he asked for food or something, and the woman told him to wait that she's serving her husband. And he got a little angry. And then the woman said, I am no she crane. See? Because the woman, through her mystical power, knew that he had killed that crane far away. You see? Like that. That was nice. Then there is Manava Java. Move at the speed of mind. Can anyone say who moved at the speed of mind or know someone that moved at the speed of mind? When Durvasa Muni was chased by the Sudarshan Chakra, he moved from this universe actually to the spiritual world. He was moving at such a speed, such a rate. See? So we know of him, and we know like Hanuman, all these other mystics. Then Kama Rupam, assume any form. We know of when Putana went to take away Krishna, she assumed the form of a beautiful woman. And there are so many other personalities. Then Parakaya Pravesham, enter the bodies of others. There is one disciple called Vipula. Deva Sharman was his guru. And he asked his disciple to guard his wife, especially from India, because his wife was extremely beautiful. And Vipula was contemplating how to guard her. And it was difficult because it's not so easy. So what he decided to do, he went into meditation and he came out of his body and looked at his guru's wife, and he entered her through her eyes. And then he went into her body and he was directing her movements. A very nice story. See, that was a mystical. And so when Indra came, she was immediately excited. She actually wanted to go with Indra. But he was stopping her now. She couldn't, when she wanted to like greeted him or so forth, she couldn't because he's stopping her. And then eventually he came out of her body and he chastised Indra. That how can you try to allure somebody else's wife? Remember your course before from Bhrigu? I think it was Bhrigu's course. See? And then Indra left in shame. Then the other power is Swachandra Mrityu, dying when desire. Anybody knows of anyone? Bhishmadev. Bhishmadev got a boon from his father that he can die only when he wanted to. And even after fighting the Mahabharata for a long time, he was thrown on the ground by Arjuna. He waited till the sun reached the northern hemisphere, the northern direction. Then he left his body because that was very much auspicious. See? So that's a good example. Then, Devanam Saha Krida, Anudarshanam, witness the pastimes of the demigods, and especially the demigods and the apsaras. The demigods would come to the earthly planet in the past ages and sport with the apsaras and all the valleys and so forth. See? And sometimes some of these mystics had the vision to witness that. There was a good example one time with the Pandavas when they went. There was one Gandharva king was enjoined with the Apsaras. And of course the Pandavas were able to see them and so forth. There's a long story on that. Then there is Yata Sankalpa Samsiddhi. Accomplish whatever one desires. And there's a few great kings like Maharaj Yudhishthira, Prithu Maharaj, and so forth. See? the righteous kings, they were able to accomplish so many things. By the help of Lord Krishna, Yudhishthira accomplished a lot of things. And Prithu, I mean, he did a lot of things, if you remember that pastimes. And then there is Ajna Apratihata Gati. Give a command and it would be carried out by anyone. We know Yudhishthira, whenever he gives his command, all his powerful brothers would follow him. And there are many other personalities. But it's good to reflect on these things because sometimes we just read about them and we don't think about them. And this is a great, it's a great way to preach because a lot of times we're in Concord, like a lot of people say, Jesus walked on water, he divided bread into many pieces and turned wine into water and so forth. And then they would challenge us. But within our books, we have so many mystics. So the mystical things that Jesus did is insignificant to the mystics that our yogis did. Insignificant. And the ones he did is considered like minor. Then there are five minor ones. Know the past, present, and future. Like Vyasadeva. Tolerate heat, cold, dualities. All these yogis that meditate in the Himalayas. To know the mind of others. Vyasadeva. Many other yogis, they knew that. Markandeya Rishi. Check the influence of fire, water, poison. We know Lord Shiva drank the whole ocean of poison. Agastya Muni swallowed the whole ocean. Chaivana Muni used to meditate under the water. So many. Become unconquered by others. We know Parshuram. No one was able to conquer Parshuram except when Lord Ramachandra came. See? Arjuna. See? By the grace of Krishna. And then they said that there are other minor cities, like knowing the languages of all the languages and the languages of animals. Vyasadeva speaking to the animals, to the worms and so. Can recall past lives, our past lives, what you were before. There are some yogis, I don't remember any of them. Maybe Narad Muni. Narad Muni could have. He and Parvati Muni. Then know people's mind. Become invisible. Indrajit used to do those, perform jagas and do that. Then move in without making a sound. Make everyone happy or joyful. Possess great strength, you know, like Bhima. Ability to locate hidden things. When the sons of the Brahmana were taken away, Lord Krishna and Arjuna went and got them back in the casual ocean. Knowledge of the planetary system, Markandeya Rishi. And so so there are so many mystical things that's been explained in the Vedic literatures. And it's good to be aware of them. And so because we're dealing with Brahman mystical power, how insignificant it was. So I chose to discuss these mystical things. But now I can ask you guys, if you've ever experienced any mystical thing, I can I relate one little incident, and then we can start with any one of you. One day, one devotee says he saw in my sweater like a devotee dancing. He said that, and I said, what do you mean? And then I pull out my sweater and I look at it. And when I look at it back, there was a form. What I did, I retraced it back. Maybe I embellished it a little bit. But this form was on it really. See? And I printed it with a pen so it stays in. It was like this, a devotee dancing. And to
by itself?
Huh? It seemed like some soil had traced out the form. And I, you know, when I look at it, I mean, I didn't notice. I was amazed, really. But I thought it was, you know, it was extraordinary. You know. I mean, there's many, many other mystical things I've experienced. I don't want to say it here. But I like to hear from many devotees. Kishore had wanted to say something about his accident. You like to speak about it, Kishore, briefly? Yeah.
I broke my leg and the doctor said that I needed to get surgery. They put the date and I was praying to Krishna for a miracle to happen just so I don't need to get surgery. And then it got postponed. It got postponed like 2 times. You know, when I went to the doctor the first time, like they took the x-ray and then I thought like, okay, the miracle happened. Because what I was told within my mind and the dreams that I was having was just if you really, really believe it, you know, then you can help create that reality. We're not the creators of anything, but Krishna wants us to be creative and, you know, use our imagination. And then so I asked the doctor, I was like, so is there anything different? And he looked at me, he was just like, why would there be? No, you're getting surgery tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, Krishna. And then it got postponed and I got to come back to Alachua for Lord Nrisimhadev's appearance day. And then all of my mothers were like giving me their healing like energy, and I was praying to Lord Nrisimhadev, please, like I don't want to get surgery again, like I please. So I went back to Miami, and then I was gonna get the surgery. And the night before, I was praying so hard, I was chanting extra, I was just trying to absorb myself. And then I wake up and I get a message from the doctor, and he's like, "Your surgery has been canceled. You have to come here to see it to believe it. We're stating your case as a miracle case." So I go there, and what happened was basically the bone just aligned itself and connected itself. You know, and they said, the doctor was like, I've been doing this for 20 years. I've never seen anything like this.
Haribol, yeah. Just imagine. And I'm sure every one of you have something that you've experienced. You know, anybody else would like to say, yeah, this Prabhu here? Yeah. I mean, we've experienced it, but not grossly like in the past of the sages, but we've experienced miracles in our own little ways.
Some years back, I had an abscess tooth, and my face got about this big, you know, and they say when you have an abscess in this area, you can easily die. And I didn't want to go to a doctor. I was just praying to Krishna. And I finally was able to take rest. And some disturbance came and I woke up. And because it had taken me hours to take rest and I was so sick, I knew because I woke up again that it was the end of the road. And I just prayed. I said, Krishna, you know, I don't know. You know, it's all up to you now. I'll never be able to go back to sleep, and I'm going to die before the night's over. And as soon as I surrendered like that, it was like it felt like sort of an egg cracked on top of my head, and this peace just went down through my body. And I actually saw like a Christian thing maybe. It was like this flame that was right above my head, and it just came down little by little, this flame wavering. And it just sort of went into my heart. And I actually had a spontaneous healing. I was completely healed. And, you know, I was thinking that was like a comforter, like the Christians, they talk about the comforter, you know, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
But that was a pretty mystical experience for me.
And that was nice. Anybody else like to say anything? Okay.
You mentioned, you know, Jesus, his miracles, and then when you were talking about our mystics, you were like, but our yogis, you know, they've done so much more, like amazing things or whatever, and kind of bothered me a little bit because that whole I like to see Jesus as our yogi. Because if we know his teachings, and we really see his teachings, and we're actually followers of Jesus as well, you know. And the thing is because that mentality of separatism, it's in the mode of passion, because comparing is one of the qualities in the mode of passion. And if we're comparing different religions, if, you know, even though obviously, you know, we know what we have, we know Mahaprabhu's mood, we know, you know, that Adarya Bhav is connected to Madhurya Bhav and the whole mysticism of Mahaprabhu's movement, and we can carry that within our hearts. But when we're separate, you know, trying to separate us and them with any religion or any type of, you know, God-conscious philosophy, then it just creates unnecessary havoc.
That's a good point. My point, no, I wasn't really trying to like degrade Jesus, because of course we know he's an empowered personality. But when we're preaching, sometimes we have to make distinction, really. And the reason I said that is because sometimes, you know, we're challenged often, you know, you have anybody that ever do this, there's the only person that ever done that, you know. So that's why I made it. But I know for certain that Jesus was a supremely powerful personality, you know, sacred and divine. And yeah, definitely, I'm not trying to, you know, like degrade him in any way, really. But I just show that we have a lot of mystics too, with lots of power.
Some years after I became a devotee, I was in Key West, and there was a street church down there, and there was one Christian who was particularly humble and transcendental. And he asked me one night, he said, "Do you want to pray and ask Jesus into your heart?" And for once, it didn't seem like open your mouth, we'll shove Jesus as far down your throat as we can. And so I did, and I opened my heart, and I let Lord Jesus come into my heart. And for me, that was a life-changing thing. And the conflict that I had with Prabhupada's sort of strict teachings and the teachings of Jesus and his love, the conflict that had been going on in my mind, it was completely resolved. And for a few days after that, I felt like a new person when I was preaching. I was talking about love. I was feeling so much love and so much transcendental experience, and the two conflicting ideas were completely resolved. As a devotee, I allowed him to pray and ask Jesus into my heart, and it was a life-changing experience. You know? So, just to add to what you said,
I just want to say one thing regarding what Kish mentioned also, that when we're preaching, we say that was insignificant comparing to somebody else's, that would be like minimizing. And we know that we're insignificant, you know, comparison with Jesus Christ. I consider myself like nothing. But like he mentioned also, that it's not good to come, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
So we don't have to compromise, but at the same time, we don't need to minimize others' efforts to preach and to... Jesus is great, I mean...
That's true, very nice. But to win souls, we have to show we have the best, you see? And that's what Srila Prabhupada was doing, that showing that this is the best process. And you know, to make a headway too, we have to show that you know, we have the best process, see? Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki...